Blog Talk Radio.
Me this far.
to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning. Let's give God some praise, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you, oh, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing. Heavenly Father, let us pray, church. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior, only begotten Son, and through his precious blood, we come this day, O God, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet, still, we thank you. We thank you for every breath that we take, oh God, every beat of our heart. We thank you, oh God, for keeping those in our family and all that we love and concern about. We thank you, oh God, for giving your angels charge over us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can call upon you, oh God, that you answer us in the name of Jesus Christ and deliver us out of all our troubles. We thank you for healing us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for setting us free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, for providing it all our needs. And that there's no lack in our heart, oh God. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, oh God, that we can stand on your promise, oh God, and if so, and it shall be no other way. We thank you, oh God, for your report, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you've given us a hope in the future. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, have your way, God. Creator of all things, in all, for all. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We thank you. It is you that have kept, oh God. We thank you that we did not sleep the sleep of death on last night, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are strengthening us right now, God, even as we're praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, right now as we come in Jesus' name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come believing on today. We come on one accord with our combined faith, oh God. Hallelujah. That it will make a breakthrough in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. According to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, we thank you. Lord, created us a heart, amen, a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, hallelujah, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind. Know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men the flesh they shall come fall short of your calling. So we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants with the water brook, so our soul pants with thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O Lord, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires that you cries for the voice of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. that that fire has been only increasingly in us, oh God. Uphold it with our Father, Father, by a free spirit, oh God. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmur, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our lives be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, Heavenly Father. Fill us with your spirit, O God, your tender mercy, your loving kindness, that we may sing praises to you all the days of our life. Amen. Created us a heart of worship. Oh, we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Hallelujah. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, come on in the worship. Oh, God, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Come on, make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. Amen. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to renew our spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, when we worship our Holy Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Hey, my mama won't shout that my higher. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no other place than you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, higher. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us. Hallelujah, and it's manifested right now in his glorious presence. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Lord, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and that it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're anointing our spirit. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're doing a new thing in us right now, God, because we come to be saved. We don't come to stay the same, oh Lord, so we thank you for saving us today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the restoration, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the power of the power of blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in his holy name, that we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we come praying for the lost one today, oh God, that they will come, oh God, that they will, hallelujah, that they will turn back, oh God, that they will come back to you, oh God, that they will rededicate their life to Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will bless the right labor across this world, oh God, to the ends of the earth, oh God, that they will, speak your word with boldness and confidence in the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, hallelujah, that they will turn back, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, know that you're with us, you'll never leave us or forsake them, oh God, oh Lord, we pray with the children of this world, oh God. We pray their protection, oh God. We pray their healing, oh God. That not one child will go hungry. That not one child will be homeless, oh God. Oh, city, oh, help us today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we pray, oh God. My Lord, my God. For the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous of God is much. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray with the children of this world, oh God. Hallelujah. We come against some chocolate right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Let confusion come among us. On the tail of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is here in this kind of operation, that destroy the lives of our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we pray for those who have lost a loved one. We call upon you, God of all comfort, God of all peace, oh God. Holy, you should come to the families of God that have lost their family members, amen, and loved ones in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, they know that joy has come to them, amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We pray for the leaders of this world, God, to say we have the mind of Christ, oh God. And to do your will, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ will arise in them right now, even as we're praying, oh God. That they will do, oh God, right by his children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my devotion, baby. Oh, God, help us on today, oh God. We cry out for evermore help, oh God. May all us have been, hallelujah, for the sick in our bodies, oh God. We get our spirit, oh God. Help us on today, oh God. We call upon your Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who hears. Oh, Lord, hear us, and we declare the call according to, hallelujah, the Bible says that by his stripes that we are healed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Jesus delivered us from all sickness, infirmity, and affliction, pain, and discomfort, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree in the cry of faith that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time you rise up against us in judgment, Christ shall condemn it. And we just want to say, thank you, oh God. We can declare for you, and it shall be established in this earth, and it shall be, and it is right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we don't have to wait until tomorrow. We don't have to wait until we see the doctor. It's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say, thank you, God. We lift up right now the Landon family and the Mackey family. We lift up the Washington family and the Northern family. We lift up the Green family, the Dillon family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Smith family, the Jackson family, the Johnson family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Burnett family. We lift them up, oh God. We lift up the Allen family. Hallelujah. I shout it in the air. Oh God, help us today. We lift up the Ward family. Hallelujah. The Robinson family. My God, the Pitts family, the Lord. We lift them up to you right now, Father God. And we ask for the Dudley family, the Humphreys family. We lift them up to the Jordan family. We lift them up to the Carter family. We lift them up right now, oh Lord. How do you start it here? Holy Shakaya. No, we lift up the Gordon family right there. Oh, the Miller brand, the McMillans, amen. The Miller family. We lift them up, oh God. And we pray the peace of those families, amen. Right now, our families in world, oh God. We pray for divine unity, amen. With all the enemy has caused division, a separation. We call, oh God, upon you this day. And Lord, we pray, oh God, and ask to receive by faith divine unity for our families and those who we call out by name in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all will come together on one accord in love, oh God, and that peace will be sealed. Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for the sick and steady in the Lord. Hallelujah. That you will sin, oh God. Hallelujah. The one, hallelujah, that you will save with their life, oh God. To help them, oh Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you'll bring healing to their body, oh God. That you'll show help and strength this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We say thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless our latter days greater than our beginnings. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. With long life. Hallelujah. Good health and strength in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of frustration. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, of destruction, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression, fear, worry, anxiety, every spirit of lie, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of wrath and anger, hallelujah, spirit of rebellion and rejection. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, inflammation, viruses, or cancers. We come against every spirit of infirmity and affliction. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We come against the spirit of destruction, death, or premature death. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. And we command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross. Come out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We come against the spirit of loneliness. Amen. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion. We come against the spirit of gossip and gluttony. We come against the spirit of mammon, and we command you to cease your works and die at the altar. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Touch every heart right now. Touch every mind. God, purify, sanctify the blood that runs through our body, oh God. Bring in healing, oh God. Hey, come out of most Shakaya. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh right now where we've been empty. Just fill us afresh, Holy Spirit of the living God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask to receive by faith of holy revelation, knowledge, and the wisdom and understanding of your word so that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on this right now before armor of God, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're covered holy with the full armor of God from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and we pick up the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from every confirmation, plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents, and anything that's attached itself to us that has come from the kingdom of Satan. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are the holy ship of the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, God, that we are the born again, children born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to, hallelujah, to love them. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we're going to love them with, hallelujah, with the mind of Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 to 14. To wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, for the action that give us up. And everyone that's on the line today, in their families, hallelujah, that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and hallelujah, of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray for every marriage that's been ordained by God, between man and woman. Oh, Lord, that you are strengthen, oh God, the marriage of God, oh God, where the enemy has caused separation. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask for divine unity in that marriage. We come against the spirit of divorce and separation with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your ways and die at the root, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and come out of God's children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless each man, oh God, that you ordain, oh God, let favor come, oh God, increase, hallelujah, your man, oh God, in favor, oh God, increases, oh God, hallelujah, in your blessings, oh God, increases, oh God, hallelujah, in knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, to always go back up to your word, amen, not our word of the world, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be strengthened, amen, hallelujah to your name, God, and we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough for the God, but yet and still we thank you. We decree in the crowd right now by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, and in his name, that we are victorious. Hallelujah. That we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. That great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the devil is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. Amen. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to Ephesians 6:10-12, we claim our victory and take through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things them. We declare and declare according to Job 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. And we thank you, Lord God. I pray for our sanctifies with the blood of Jesus Christ right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home. Hallelujah, over our finances, over our marriages, over our children, over our jobs, over our businesses right now, over our ministries. and all that God has given us and all that God will give us. Amen. I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. For we know where the blood of Jesus is, the devil cannot come near. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless right now, God, your children. Will you bless, Lord, bless us, amen. Will you multiply, oh, God, multiply us, Father God, with our goodness and our favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now for the overflow of blessings. We decree and declare overflow today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going out and coming in on today. Hallelujah. And all that's on the line. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for all that is on the road this morning or will be later on today, as well as ourselves and all that's in Sunday service. Lord, we pray, oh God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today as a driver or a passenger. Hallelujah, round and about and in it, amen. Every street, every road, and every highway, amen. Every airway, seaway, building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread, we put the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare only in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it covers us and protects us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We say thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for answering prayers. The word says that while we're praying, you're already answering. So, Lord, you know. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless the service, bless the word that goes forward, oh Lord. That your minister, oh God, your apostle, will preach the word that you have given her, word upon word, precept upon precept, line upon line. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord. We decree and declare right now that all things are working for our good. That our Heavenly Father has turned it around. Every curse that the enemy has sent our way, that our Heavenly Father has turned it around to bless us. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with seal, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Come on, church. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God can't do it, nobody can. Hallelujah. We know that God can do all things. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're concerned about, leave it at the altar right now. Right now, leave it at the altar. Give it over to God and rest and know that God is able. No matter how it turns out, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. We enter into the tournament. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God, that God's will be done. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can receive our daily bread today, that our spiritual bread will be full. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Good to see everybody here in Sunday service. I know, probably like last week, I think I said the wrong thing when I said we wouldn't be here this upcoming week. And it's actually, you all, starting on Monday, so I believe some people have been making it to believing that we were not going to be on today, that we would start celebrating our anniversary, but our anniversary is on the 26th, and so it will be starting on Monday, and we won't be live next Sunday. Amen. So we thank God for those of you who said, I'm going to log in anyway. just in case. Amen. It'll be pre-recorded from the previous Sunday. So we thank God for you that we're live today. Welcome, 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 everyone.
Amen.
Welcome
Amen.
To Sunday service.
Amen. Welcome, 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 every single one to Sunday service this morning. We are so glad that you have joined us. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here with us. So we just want to say welcome and how much Apostle and I, we are so grateful that you have welcomed us into your. You know, this is that opportunity where we all come on one accord to welcome the Holy Spirit. So we are in the right place at the right time. If you don't know it, realize it right now. So we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes, Lord.
I'm Pastor Manny.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manny.
And we'd like to just welcome you to Sunday service this morning. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to pray with you and pray for you. If you have any prayer petitions, this is the opportunity to bring it all to Jesus and lay it down at his feet. You know, we are two or three that have already been gathered together in Jesus' name. So he said that anything that you ask in my name, he said that I will do when two or three are coming together. So we just want to say thank God, you know, for this opportunity. Will you press 1 if you do have any prayer petitions? Amen. Welcome every single one, all our family members and friends here with us here in Texas, every single family member and friend in our neighboring state of Louisiana. Oh, we love y'all so much. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, we are all family. You know, we have family members that call us, and a lot of them visit us, you know, from near and far. So we thank y'all. We thank God for our family and our friends there in New York City. Amen. Have been so diligent, so diligent. You know, we thank God for you. We can feel the love that comes all the way from the East Coast, believers all over, everywhere.
Yes, wow.
So we are just so grateful. We're just so grateful for each and every one of y'all. Our brother, he and his family and friends there in Chicago, Illinois, Minister Learn Green. My Lord, my God, we thank you for that word that went forth there the last Sunday. Hallelujah, so Holy Ghost filled. But we'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service. Amen. You have any prayer, you know, this is that time to come to God in prayer. Amen. Amen. So at this time, I would like to, amen. So at this time, you know, I will get yourself prepared for Holy Communion. Get yourself prepared for Holy Communion. Every single Sunday we have Holy Communion. You know, this is the opportunity to where we are reminded that we have a relationship with God. Amen. We have a relationship with God, and this is that time to when we remind ourselves, because we have that relationship with God, that we can come to him in prayer, you know, and our prayers, you know, it's a place of communion, knowing what Jesus Christ has already done. And this is what we remember daily. Every single day we remember what Jesus Christ has already done, regardless of what's going on. You know, this is what he advises us to do, you know, to have communion every single day, to do this as often as possible. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. You prepare yourself for communion. We just want to just thank God again for everyone that's here in service. I think Pastor Manning said, if you're in need of prayer, Amen, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. There's power in agreement. So we want to touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, God is able. Amen. So we're going to prepare for communion here. We'll give you all time to get yourself together. And I just wanted, I didn't know if I was going to be able to get up this morning, considering we went to sleep, it was morning. So I was like, Lord, I thank God for getting me up. I said, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the living God, give me some strength to get up this morning. And I just thank God, because we had a really good time last night. Thank everybody that came out to support. the play last night, A Time of Laughter. Just enjoy with so much that's going on. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington at this time. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I'm so glad to be in the presence of the Lord again. You know, I just give God all the praise. You know, I just can't wait to come on here and be with y'all on Sunday. You know, it's just a real, real glorified experience for me. You know, I just want to say, you know, I just remember a long time ago when I had an auntie, and she was named, we used to call her Aunt Duck, and she was 99 years old, and she had a voice just like mine, and her mind was real good, and she used to tell me every night before we go to bed, baby, come on in here and let's sing these songs, right? So I'm going to try to sing a couple of verses of these songs, what me and her used to do a long time ago.
All right.
Do Lord, do Lord, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Do Lord, my Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, my Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember me. Then she used to say, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? This is one of the verses that I love. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes upon eternity. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes upon eternity. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. God bless you so much. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us here with a lot of these songs. You know, I remember singing these songs in the church. So it, you know, growing up, so it definitely lifted me in spirit and reminded me of what God has already done and what He's been doing, and also who have gone before us that have helped us and showed us, you know, the way. Amen, amen. Yes,
thank you.
Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you, and may He pour into your body all that left your body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. Amen. If you have your communion elements, let us go into that place of thanking God for what He has already done, thanking Jesus for His finished works. Amen. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14-20, when the hour had come, He sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He then took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your finished works on the cross. We thank you, Father God, that you defeated Satan right there on the cross when you gave up the lies for us. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God. We just want to say thank you for saving us, for delivering us, and setting us free. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of your body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us of all our sins, and we thank you that you have already forgiven us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you cover each of us with your blood and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, and you took all of our sins to the cross with you. We thank you that we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity. For we love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our body may be healed. So we say by faith, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you took this bread, you broke, you said, taste, eat. So we take it right now in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. For your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions. So, and your blood heals us. Hallelujah. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we all pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. We're going to have a song selection, and we're going to be back, right back with the preacher word. Amen. So stay with us. Don't move. Don't move. Stay right there. Amen. Glory to God.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Father God. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God, you know, for the word that's going to go forth. That's going to go forth from your minister, hallelujah, your apostle, your pastor, amen, this beautiful woman of God filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. So we pray, Father God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to move in her, that we may hear your word, Father God, amen, in the name of Jesus. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning, hallelujah, devoted mother, devoted friend, devoted to each and every one of you, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, willing to pray for every single one in any single instant, in any single moment. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. help me to welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. We thank God that he is with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank God that we can stand on his word. So, amen. We thank God for his report, amen. We say what God says about us. We don't say what man says. I'm just so excited about being here to God, that God has kept me, the Lord God. Service today, amen. May God bless you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity once again, oh God, to be amongst, hallelujah, your children, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're here with us right now, that you are in the midst. Amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now in this service. Amen. That all that is listening on today, that they may receive healing. Amen. Not just for themselves, but for their children, their wives, their husbands, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, and aunts and uncles, near and far, amen, that all will be delivered and set free, amen, that there will be a breakthrough in their life of your goodness, amen, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh Lord, help us on today, oh God, as your word goes forth, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life, I give it to you now and for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am, to all that you are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And I thank you, oh God, for using me, oh God, that I will speak your word, not my word or the word of this world, but your word, Father God. And I just want to say, Satan, I decree and declare you should be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, open up the channel of our spirit so that we may receive today our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies will be full in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us in service on today, according to Isaiah 60:2. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, your Shekinah glory. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can enter in. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here. Whole, renewed, strengthened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healed. I said again, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The word today, church, is God is with you. Amen. God is with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how you're feeling, God is with you. Amen. His word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So why do you think that God is not with you when you're going through, when times get off, when trials and tribulations come? Why do you think at that time that God has left you when his word says, hallelujah, that I am with you? Amen. The Bible says that with God says that heaven and earth will disappear before my word comes back void. I want you to know, God said, I am with you. If I be for you, who can be against you? I want you to understand, church, I'm not just talking this out. I'm not just preaching this out or teaching this out. I want you to get this and know for yourself that God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you feel like giving up or you feel lonely and nobody for you, I want you to know that God is for you because God is with you. Hallelujah. I know things happen in life and it gets you down when you feel like you can't even get up, that you feel like you're never going to get up, when you feel like I'm going to die in this. I want you to understand, if you just trust and believe that God is with you, he will snatch you out. The Bible says that his spirit will lift up a standard when the enemy comes and looks up for it. How is that? Because God is with you. He knows all things are because he is in you. That means he is all Hallelujah. When you feel lonely, church, I'm here to tell you. When you're on your sickbed and you feel like this is it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to know God is with you. Hallelujah. But you got to believe it for yourself. Mama can't believe it for you. Daddy can't. Grandmother can't. Hallelujah. Sister can't. Brother can't. Friend can't. But you got to believe it for yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, the man that brought his son to Jesus, he said, I brought the soul that came right before them. He said, I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not kill him. And then the Bible says that God, Jesus asked him, do you believe? He said, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. My Lord, my God, do you believe God is with you? If you go with me, church, hallelujah, I won't be before you long today. We don't have much time here in service, so I won't be before you long. If you go with me to the book of Daniel, and I'm going to go to two places in the book of Daniel.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to preach a little bit, and then I'm going to let you go because, see, you ain't got to be long to be powerful. You ain't got to be long for the message to get across. You don't have to be long when the Holy Spirit is speaking through you, hallelujah, and you speak with the power and the confidence, amen, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to start in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 19. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 on the New King James Version. The Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fire, the fiery furnace. And then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, now fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king, look, he answered him, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not great, amen, and the fall of the fourth is like the Son of God. I want you to know that God is with you. Hallelujah. God is with you right now in the fire of your trial, in the fire of your tribulation, in the fire when you want to give up, in the fire. God is with you. Hallelujah. Before you get up and you call off someone else, I want you to know that God is with you, protecting you in the fire, standing with you in the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That man will see and know that he is God and God alone, and he is with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No foul that rises up against you in judgment, because I want to know God is with you, condemning those sons. He is with you, fighting your battles. He is with you, that you're already victorious. My Lord,
amen.
God is with you. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. You come too far with God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Many will say to you, I got saved, but ever since I got saved, and said, you for praising God and serving God, my life has been a wreck. Ever since I started doing the things that God told me to do, hallelujah, my friends don't want to talk to me no more. My family is calling me out, said I got a demon in me. Ever since I started serving God and gave my life over to Christ, they're calling me the devil. Ever since I started doing what God called me to do, nobody want to talk to me. I'm Lord, I want you to know today, God is with you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I used to have money, I had a bunch of friends, but when money left, my friends left, but God stayed with me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
When it was looking good over here, but when it started looking bad, people started to leave. But God said, so you may have left God. You may have walked away from him. You may have started on a different route. But I want you to know, if you look back, God is still there when you left him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, sir. Hallelujah, sir. Children of God, God is with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even when Jesus hung on the cross, hallelujah, I want you to know the Father was with him. Amen. He went through. He went through a lot. He said, well, how is it that, you know, he was speaking with man and sin, Father? You know, they cast lots. How is it that he went through and said God was with him? Hallelujah. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So that means no matter what you're going through or where you're at in life, God is with you. Hallelujah. He's with you going through it to strengthen you in, hallelujah, your trial and your tribulation. But see, we forget that he's there. We're looking everywhere else, but I understand that God said, I'm right here.
Amen.
I'm right here with you.
Amen.
Will you use me and trust me?
Amen.
Will you stand right here with me?
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If we go over to the book, the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Hallelujah. Chapter 6. We're going to start at verse 18. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. We're going to wrap up here shortly, and I just thank God for the word on today, because so many times that we forget that God is with us, we begin to worry, we begin to operate in fear, we begin to search other ways and means, forgetting that God is with us. My Lord, my God, we become depressed, and some become suicide. My Lord. You have people that are crying, God, where are you now? You have people that ask you, where is your God? I want you to know God is with you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 18, now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have no hurt, so they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. The Bible says that the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you understand that God is with you even in the midst of, hallelujah, a situation, a trial that is set up to kill you, that's set up to destroy you, that you know that, hallelujah, God will make the very one, because he's with you and he sees all, knows all, in all, for all. He will send the one, hallelujah, that sent you in to die to go get you out.
My Lord,
my God,
my Lord.
God is with you. Hallelujah. 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 We have to trust. We have to trust God's word. And when God said, I am with you, we'll trust what man said. We'll trust what woman said. But we won't trust in the word of God. I'm going to say, sometimes God will put you in a situation where you have no choice but to trust him.
Amen.
And call on him. And guess what the Bible says? If you call on me, I will answer.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will deliver you out your trouble, but you have to call on me.
Yeah.
You got to wait for him to come, because he's already with you.
Uh-huh.
He just wants you to call.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man, what's going to say? My husband is in the house.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. He is with me, but he's got to call on him when I want him. Hallelujah. He said, I'm with you. Hallelujah. But will you call on me? Will you trust the Lord? I'm with you. you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We can't operate in fear, church, hallelujah. We can't worry about what they say. We can't worry, okay, the doctor said this could happen, this could be the outcome, because he can diagnose you and give you a prognosis. But I want you to know, if God didn't say it, it shall not be. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says in Isaiah 41, it says, fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. God is with you. When you feel discouraged and you feel like giving up and you cry every tear, amen, you cry and you hold the good fight that you can give. Understand what I said, what you can give. You gave all you can give, amen. You said all you can say. I want you to understand the Bible says in Joshua 1 and 9, if I not command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God, not just at the church on Sunday when you come. God, not just at Sunday school. God, just not at Saturday school. He's not just at Bible study. Amen. He's not just at one of the prayer meetings. God is with you, but you got your call on him.
Hallelujah.
How do I do that by faith?
Hallelujah.
Knowing. Hallelujah. That he is with you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can rest and know, hallelujah, you're in your Father's arms. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you ever just didn't feel comfortable, I got to get to my mama house. I got to get to my grandma house so I can lay, hallelujah, in her bosom. Amen. I will feel at peace, hallelujah, if I could just get to the one. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, church, God is with you. Hallelujah. 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 We got to be strong. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 3:31-6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For is the Lord, hallelujah, your God, who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is God that goes with you. He don't just go with you and then get there and say, oh, this is too much for me, and leave you.
Yeah.
A friend will go with you and get to a fight or get to a situation, hallelujah, and leave you right there to die.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God, he said, God said, I'll go with you,
yeah,
and I won't leave you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we wrap up here, church. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8:38-39, glory to God. Hey, come on, we'll share it with you. My Lord, we're breaking some chains today. Hallelujah. We're breaking some soul ties and generational curses. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we serve the Almighty God. We serve, hallelujah, the one true God, the living God. We serve the God above. Amen. We serve, hallelujah, Yahweh God. We serve, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve you, Lord God, the one that is able, hallelujah, hallelujah, the creator of all in all. We serve you, Lord, knowing that you are with us, Father God. We thank you. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38-39, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey, come on now, in the name of Jesus. Mama, shut it in here. Come on now. No matter what you're going through, amen. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, shut it up, oh, shut up. You may be facing something right now. Hallelujah. But you as a believer, you that's in Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. There's going to be many forms of hardship, church. Persecutions, illness, lies, imprisonment, even death. But I want you to know that even in death, God is still with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I want you to know that Jesus made death behave. So it don't have no effect on you. It don't have no effect on your mother. It don't have no effect on your children. It don't have no Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is with you, fire.
Thank you.
Will you trust in me, God? Hallelujah. I want you to know, church, if you hear this today, whatever your situation is, I declare your call. It's a promise of God. That is about to turn around for your glory. And it's on here next to you. God is about to turn around because you're trusting him to do what only God can do. Know that God is with you. Whatever it is, if you hear my voice today, hallelujah, God is about to turn around. Will you believe it and trust it and receive it? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, don't you know that God is with you, my brother? Don't you know that God is with you, my sister? Hallelujah. You are like a terror in the body of the world. Hallelujah. I will say that Jesus has set my yoke. It is easy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you ain't going to bow yourself down with worry and fear because God is with you, working it out for your good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. For the Bible says in Zephaniah 3:17, hallelujah, the Lord your God is in your midst. And the Lord, when you will save, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will really quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you, hallelujah, with loud singing. Hallelujah. We're talking about God. How is this safe? God is with you.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 28:28, teaching them to observe that I have commanded you. And behold, amen, I am with you always to the end of the age. I want you to know, don't come off at a certain point. He's down with you to the end of the age. It don't stop when you get 21. It don't stop when you get 100. He's straight here to the end of the age. That's beyond you, amen. That's beyond your children. That's beyond your grandmother, your mother, your help. You're not by yourself. All right,
Hallelujah. Hey, come on, that's it. If you still haven't got it yet, if you still don't understand, if you still listen to what the devil is saying, if you still listen to what the doctor is saying, if you try to find out who is talking today, I'm here to tell you that God's a power. God is on this here. The Bible says in Psalm 46 and 1, you're to the core of Master, on the side of Korah, according to Elamos, a call of God is our refuge and shelter, a very present hope in trouble.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in trouble? Do you feel like trouble is weighing you down? Do you feel like trouble is all of your life? Do you feel like trouble is leading you towards trouble? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, children. We thank you, Lord God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're already working out like you. You are with us, O Lord. The Bible says in Revelation 21 and 3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be in him, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. I want you to understand, God, Almighty God, Elohim, Elohim, Hallelujah, Yahshua, right now, Hallelujah, El Shaddai, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Mekadishim, Jehovah Sikadurah, my Lord Elohim, Eshelosha, Jehovah Yishaya, Hallelujah, 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 Jehovah Sabaoth. Because God is with you, church, you are victorious right where you stand in your tribulation, in your trial, in your trouble, hallelujah, in your hurt, in your pain, hallelujah, in the jail, wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
God is with you. There's no cell that they can put you in. That God can't reach you. He's right there. It's nothing that your employer can do to you.
God's right there.
To plague you.
Hallelujah.
But God has given you. God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, on today, we lift up Bella Grace Jr. right now, oh God. And Lord, we give it to you, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we go on today to serve you, oh God, that you will touch his body, oh God. That you carry your hands around him, oh God, and protect him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you will call forth your ordained doctors, oh God, and medical staff and surgeons, oh God. Your nurses, oh God, your RNs, your LVNs, your nurse practitioners, oh God. Your nursing sisters, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every pediatrician, oh God. In the Texas Children Hospital, oh God, to see about your son because he belongs to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's your spirit, oh God, and operation, oh God. You know what to do, oh God. We come against every window spirit in that church. We come against any spirit of confusion. We come against the spirit, hallelujah. We come against the Holy Spirit and we're trying to operate in any way that will see about our question. God, I'm pretty sure you're this there, oh God, and we just want to thank you, oh God. We know that he will go against. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ right now.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this word that went forth. We thank you that you preached to every single heart. There may be one who have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. But today you realize that whatever situation that you are in, anything that you're facing right now, that God is with you. But here it is, today you realize that you don't have a relationship with God, and this is your desire today. If this is you, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1, because this is the most important thing that you could ever do as a living human being. It's being born again. It's receiving the Holy Spirit on the inside. Being a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Receiving the salvation of God, long life, abundance, favor, blessings, hallelujah. God himself living on the inside. If this is you, if this is your desire today to give your life over to Christ and be born again, will you press 1? Papa Tawanika and I, we will help you pray this simple prayer of salvation. Amen. Anybody that needs prayer, hallelujah, someone that may be going through some things right now, hallelujah, that's way too much for you to bear. Well, this is that opportunity to bring it all to Jesus in prayer. Because God is with you. But let's understand something. God has given us dominion over every single thing that goes on in this world. But because God is with you, because Jesus is with you, it's up to you if you bring it to him in prayer. Amen. Amen. Will you bring it all over to Jesus right now in prayer? Will you press 1? Hallelujah. That thing that you've been carrying around, that burden that you've been carrying around, that all that stuff that you've been worried about and stressed about for a long time, just been changing you, conforming you, just bringing you down. Will you lay it all down at his feet today? Will you press 1 today? There may be someone that's looking for a church home. Well, hallelujah. Our prayer here, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love for you to be a part of us, to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. This is an open invitation. We welcome you right now, no matter where you are. There's no time and no distance in spirit, hallelujah. So we thank God that right now we can all be part of God's body, amen, and working together. We would love to love you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, through the lens of the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are able, amen, to reach every single heart. We thank you, Father God, that your word went forth, and we pray that it take root right now in the name of Jesus, that we may know that you are with us in every single thing that we are facing and everything that we may face tomorrow. We know that you're still with us. Amen. So we pray that this word take root right now, that it manifests itself in us in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one that came, hallelujah, to give their lives over. Every single one that had the desire to come and maybe did not come at this time, hallelujah, you still are with us. Amen. Every single one that has some type of thing that's going on with them to come in prayer, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being right there right now. Right now, you are right now, God, hallelujah. Turn that thing around right now, amen, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single one that desires to join us here in the Gospel Public Ministry, I thank God for you right now in the name of Jesus. I plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us all right now and every single thing that we heard today. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank God. Lord, we thank you that you are with us. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. If you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel through Cash App.
Hallelujah.
Any of other means of sending tithes and offerings, you can give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094, and we'll be able to give you another way to send it over, whether it's through Zelle or mail or however you would like to send it over, whatever your preference is. We definitely want to give you an opportunity to complete your worship and giving, amen?
Amen.
To be able to give and to sow into the word that went forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your word says that you give seed to the sower. Amen. If you hold the offerings that you have right now, amen, whether it's on your Cash App before you send it or sale, just go ahead and just hold your phone up as we pray over it right now. We decree and declare the blessings of God over your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there will be no lack in your giving, amen. It will be multiplied, amen, with the seven blessings of God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your children, oh God, that have sown on today, or who purpose their heart to sow, God. We ask you to restore them, oh God, to your stewardship so that they be able to give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we thank you that you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes to you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts be shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Oh, Father God, we thank you and into your ministry. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings, oh God, hallelujah, and our tithes to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely, not from compulsion, for there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will, In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we give, we receive. We give first time shaking together, running over that man shall give into our bosom. Amen. Hallelujah. That we run and give into our bosom. And we thank you, Lord. I receive it too in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the blessings of the Lord will run you down and take you over. We're running you down, trying to get to you and take you over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray financial blessings. It's nothing wrong with praying for financial blessings, because some of us are needed a financial blessing right now. So we pray for financial blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our announcement. Today is January 22nd. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, sir. January 23rd. Thank you, Pastor Manny. January 23rd, 2020. We thank God. Today is Sunday, January 23rd, 2020. We are the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. We'll see you, Pastor Dorsey, and Apostle Tawanika Manny. Our announcements for today, Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, is our intercessory prayer. You all join us for prayer. Amen. If you don't have that prayer number, I'll get it for you here. I'm sorry. Our prayer 7 is on this line. So it's on the church line. 845-277-9213. Sorry about that. Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Remember, this coming week, we're celebrating our anniversary. So next Monday, we'll be back on the line. Amen. Tuesdays at 7 p.m., we are reading the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, this is our second, third. So we won't be on this Tuesday. However, those of us that have been in the reading of the Bible, we stopped off in the, we're in Genesis still. We're in Genesis 13. We'll be picking up, so everyone will read Genesis 13 through 20, and we'll be caught up. So if you were with, if you've been with us for the last two Tuesdays, then we're at 13, but while we're out on Tuesday, we'll read from 13 to 20. So when we get back together next Tuesday, we'll start off at chapter 20. Amen. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Saturday is our Saturday school at 12 noon. Here on the same line, our church line, 845-277-9213. And Sunday, oh, okay, my husband reminded me it's going to be pre-recorded, so you can still join us for those services. It'll be pre-recorded. We just won't be live like we are today. It'll be pre-recorded, so it'll be a lesson that you haven't had yet, so you can always log on and listen to it, or you can go archive it later at your time. Amen. And Sunday is our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Remember, we won't be in this Sunday, but church service still will run online, so you'll still be able to log in, call in, and receive the message. Amen. Hallelujah. We're celebrating everybody's birthday in the month of January. Happy birthday. I celebrated my birthday on Thursday, January 20th. Had a wonderful time. And on last night, with everyone that came out to the show, happy birthday to our Aunt Veronica Johnson, who is celebrating her birthday today, her 60th birthday, I believe, in the name of Jesus. She don't listen yet. So anyway, she came out last night to the show to give some laughter. She loves to laugh just like me. And everyone else is celebrating a birthday in this month of January. Happy birthday. We have so many birthday babies. Our brother Dante will be celebrating a birthday on tomorrow. And our sister Lolita, she'll be celebrating her birthday, I think, on the 29th. Amen. And so many birthdays. So happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month. God has truly blessed us to be here. Amen. I believe God called us to lead. Amen. It's not a leaders in the month of January. We are in the first of the year, I believe we've been called to lead. I'm not saying nothing different. Amen. We've been called to lead. So, amen. And most of those people are in positions of leadership or management. Amen. And so I'm just saying, you know. Amen. We thank God. I pray that God will continue to bless him, deliver, set free.
and answer every prayer that we have. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to his will, and pray for our life. I pray that God will bless us with long lives. Amen. That he will bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, that we will see the favor of God all the days of our life. I pray continued blessings to flow in and through and around our lives. Amen. I pray for overflow of blessings, that others will be blessed by the overflow that God has bestowed upon our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we'll be whole, new in Christ. Amen. Blessed beyond measure. Amen. Healthy and strong. Amen. Even in our 90s. Amen. Hallelujah. As Brother Joe said about his hundreds, Brother Joe said about his aunt, and hallelujah, still in our right mind and being able to, you know, still sing that song and preach that word. So we just thank God, long life, good life. The women in our family live to be, you know, pretty up in age. I play with my aunts, my great aunts, and they're 94, 95 years old. Yes, and they come to church, and so their minds are better than some of the young people these days. And they don't forget. And so we just thank God for how we pray the strength of the Lord for our lives. So God bless you. God keep you. If you believe that and you receive that prayer, make sure it be unto you and those in your household. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God be the glory. That concludes our announcements for today. At this time, let us release the pastor's blessing. I thank God for everyone here on today. Gathering. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. I feel your presence. I do. I feel your presence right now. We may not be able to see each other, but the spirit that is in us, which is the spirit of God, amen, hallelujah. It's been some stirring up in this Sunday service, amen, hallelujah. The faith, the Bible tells us that your faith will stir up others. Your faith will stir up others. So stir it up, hallelujah. And I'm trying to figure out why you're smiling and you're going through, because God is able. And he is with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah. See you, Pastor Dorsey, Manny, and Pastor Tawani, Commander, Minister, and Green. We bless you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Hallelujah. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did anybody get anything out of that message today? I tell you, I am so stirred up. I'm so stirred up. I've been so blessed by that word that went forth today. I bless you, Apostle Tawanika, for being used in such a mighty way like that. God is with you. I can tell you, wherever you are or wherever you at right now, if that word didn't bless you, I don't know where you are, because once you realize that God is with you, amen. I know it brought me out of some things that I was in just hearing that word. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, you know, for your presence and your power. You definitely are able to do all things. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. If you do have an opportunity to join us here at the 2 p.m. service, you know, we will really be grateful. We're grateful. We love you so much. We love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Amen. And remember,
oh,
hallelujah.
See him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that on my great day. That when I get